B-Pod Studios.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorena. Kiss 95.1.
It is time for Quarantine Court. Let's bring in our two... Well, the defendant. And her name... is what is it, Roy?
It's Aaron and Ryan, but I don't know who's the defendant and who. I don't know legal terms. Are they both defendants? I don't know. All right, Aaron.
In our court, you're both defendants.
What's that? I guess prosecutor. Plaintiff.
Plaintiff, yeah.
Plaintiff.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we're so dumb. Okay, Aaron, welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show. Bringing a court to the judges, Honorable Manny, Honorable Roy Brown. What? Do you want to be settled on the radio?
Hi. My best friend needs to pay me rent.
Needs to pay you rent?
Yeah.
Okay. Why hasn't your best friend paid you rent? Do you guys live together?
Well, yes. Yes, we live together.
Okay. And his name is Ryan?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he paid some of his rent, but he owes me a little bit more. He moved in, like, right before everything went down with the pandemic, mm-hmm. and he was paying half the rent initially, but then he took a pay cut, you know, but I was still fine, so I offered to pay a little bit extra for rent until he got back on his feet, but now he seems to be doing fine financially because he just took a trip to Alaska, so I feel like he needs to start paying half the rent again.
Oh, that is so, I mean, we've had this similar issue brought before the court. When people loan money, you then become, or any type of giving in that manner, or maybe you're paying more bills, you then become fixated on what they're doing with their finances. And if it's not to what you want, you get upset. We've seen this many, and this is what ruins friendships. And this is why we constantly say, if you're going to give, give with the expectation of nothing in return. Now, granted, you're paying a portion of the rent, so it's not your normal sense of giving, right?
I completely understand that, and I agree with you. I don't expect him to pay back the rent that he paid me for the last few months.
You don't expect
money. I want him to pay now his full half.
I totally get it. It's a very different circumstance, but we had a case like that before. You're saying if you can afford to go on your fancy trips, you can afford to pay some of the rent. The rent back.
Aaron, did you say he went to Alaska?
Yes.
Geez, you know, that's expensive, too. I wonder what he paid for that.
Maybe it's not as expensive now, but still, it's money that, you know.
Okay, how much does he owe you right now? Let me write that down.
For this month, like an extra $200 probably.
Okay, so what total, what does he owe you?
Well, I don't think she's asking for the total money back.
You just want $200?
I think she wants him to pay his normal rent.
Okay.
I get that correctly? Okay.
Yes.
So if he paid an additional $200, that would bring him back up to normal rent.
Yes.
Okay, rent plus $200 is what you're saying.
Yes.
All right, this judge understands. We're going to bring in the plaintiff, or the defendant. His name is Ryan. We apologize for the non-professional manner that the MRL court brings to you, the quarantine court. But good morning, Ryan. In New York City, by the way, what are you doing there?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hi, I'm just staying at a friend's place. the friend we went to Alaska with.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so this trip like just happened then?
Yeah. No, I just got back.
Okay, so what say you about the money that you owe Aaron? She wants $200 so that you get up to even on your rent that you owe.
I mean, she'll get the money. I guarantee that. I mean, it's just, it might take a minute, but I mean, she'll get it.
Well, okay, hang on a second. Ryan, why is it that you need help on rent, but you can afford to go to Alaska?
I mean, look, if I have a little bit of money, I just want to spend it on travel while I can, while I'm not
right.
busy.
So you want
to, I'm out of work right now.
So you want to take advantage of Aaron?
Sorry?
So you're okay with taking advantage of Aaron and her politeness and givenness so you can go travel and see the world while you're off?
I'm not taking advantage of Aaron. I'm taking advantage of, like, being out of work and traveling and, you know.
You understand, though, that she's picking up an additional $200 of the rent, so you have the ability to do this.
Yeah, sure.
And you don't see anything wrong with that?
I mean, she knows I'm good for. I mean, I'm good for it.
What do you mean you're good for?
I'll pay her.
So no, why don't you just pay your normal rent?
You
wanted to travel. So
because you don't have the money.
So you wanted to take that $200 that you don't have to pay to rent, and you want to travel around, and you want to screw your friend over.
I'm not trying to do that.
No, but it's what's happening. Maybe you wasn't in your head thought of that way, but you're like, you know what? I have a free $200.
Mm.
Let me start saving this up while I'm dealing with some employment issues.
Was the trip to Alaska worth it?
I mean, yeah, it's Alaska.
I know. Did you see bears and stuff? Whales?
Bears and glaciers and all kinds of stuff. It's incredible out there.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
That's what I was going to say. If I were you, I would frame those pictures you took and get on the street and start selling them to try and make $200 that you owe Aaron.
You become National Geographic.
Sell them to Getty Images and you'll get money quick. Because companies like us buy them. I'm serious, though, Ryan, and I know Roy is, too. Like, Erin reached out to us, and she says she loves you no matter what. She's not going to kick you out, but she kind of wants the money, you know what I mean? So, like, we have to rule in favor that when you get back from New York, you got to give her the $200 within, like, a week. Can you do that?
I mean, yeah.
Good.
Maybe.
You can because you could, if you could afford Alaska, you could find the way to figure this out. Hey, can we just have a PSA?
Yes.
To anyone that ever borrows money from anyone else, can you at least try to look poor while you're borrowing money? Can you at least try to hide that you're screwing people over?
The last person that came on the quarantine court, you know what they did with the money that their roommate lent them? They bought new girls. They got a breast enhancement, Ryan. Not necessary. Your trip to Alaska, pay up first, get straight with everyone, then take your trips.
Yeah, okay.
All right? I mean, so can you pay her? When are you coming back from New York to Charlotte?
I'm not sure yet, but, you know, when I get back, I'll find a way. I'll pay her.
Aaron, don't swear.
You can't swear on the radio. This is terrestrial radio.
Wait, do we have to dismiss this case now?
I think we do.
So now we have to rule in favor of Ryan?
I mean,
for the FCC rules? Okay. All right.
Good luck, you two. Don't say any more bad words. Goodbye.
All right, you pay up to her. You know that, Ryan. Holy cow. The court got crazy this morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.